Hi, you're listening to the greatest radio station in the world.
Slack City Radio.
Let's go, 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 go.
Are you with your friends, or are you all alone?
Hello, 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 call me. She looks so good. Ain't she? I want the whole of it. Right now, I know my life's real good. I can go home with me and teach me how I can sing along with this.
Well, sadly, Moore, M-O-A-R, from Antwerp in Belgium, is all alone. That's a record that came out ages ago, actually, 2017, and on the famous Belly Button Records, and it's called Alone, obviously, from an LP called Future Furby. And, I didn't know a great deal about it either until I played it. So, hey, how you doing? Hope you're all right. Jolly good. It's a good question.
We'll be right back.
So it's not all brash, noisy stuff here on The Spinning Men. Sometimes we play things that are beautiful. That's a track by Julie from LA. The track's called April's Bloom, and it's from an LP called Pushing Daisies. It's rather lovely. I heard that the other week, and I thought, that's quite nice. I'll play it amidst all the noisy racket on me prog. And hopefully somebody out there will like it. And if you don't, couldn't care less. Letter to the Sheriff by the brilliantly named I Have a Goat, from an LP called We Built This City on Ice and Cones. I Have a Goat come from Melbourne. Surprise, surprise, eh? And all this stuff's quite good. It makes you feel happy anyway. And regular viewers will know that last week I mentioned a funeral that I had to go to. And bizarre to say, but it was the flipping great. It was a brilliant funeral. Lots of anecdotes and people saying very rude things in this giant old barn. So a great send-off for Fozzie. Lots of people too. About 200 people at the flipping funeral. And some of the stories were beyond outrageous. It was great. Anyway, I'll play this and stop talking nonsense. Yes, I will.
Cabeça, os lábios, mesmo com
Goldie, that's a bit flipping bonkers, isn't it? That's Thiago Nassif from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And what's it called? It's called Pelé de Lipardo, but it's a Cornelius remix, you see. And don't know a great deal about it, but yeah, was trawling through the old band camp and came across that. Bing, I'm in Brazil. It's all South American and exotic, right? There's pineapples everywhere. Do we have pineapples in South America? I don't know. But and I thought, oh, it's different and interesting and a bit weird. So I'll play it on the radio programme that I do. So I did. Anyway, and it don't say anything fantastic. It's dark at the moment outside, so I can't tell you what's happening. I've nearly finished the flats opposite, so that's good, so you don't have drilling non-stop for 8 hours a day. Sting is near again. I mean, yeah, Sting hasn't been there for flipping ages. Oh, I don't know why he bothers having a house here, to be honest. But who cares, really? Playing music is what we're supposed to do, so I'll play this one now for you out there, all right. I played a track by the Sound Ends Creation last year from their rather incredible LP, Unicorn Laser Bubblegum City. And I got a few emails going, what the flippin' heck was that? I don't really know. They're from Texas. But that track was called Tesla Stock Cured My Erectile Dysfunction. So there you go. I mean, that explains everything, doesn't it? Lordy. Just see if you can get back to a bit more sort of normal tunes so that you can dance around the kitchen. Those volovans won't cook themselves.
Everything is fake, nothing is real. Everyone pleads guilty, it's part of the deal. It only blows, the emperor crawls, and high lows are only foul balls. Yeah, lunatics are blind, they're fighting for balls. Everyone thinks they know, but no one can prove. Every day I dream a new cloud to prove. I wanna make it all great again, wow. Kill off tomorrow somehow. Baby, 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 I'm a lunatic now. Lunatics are running the funny farm. Lunatics are running the funny farm. To blame, but underneath the mask, we're all the same. Deep on the dead side of town, sleeps another mad murderous clown. Lunatics are burning the funny farm down. Lunatics are running the funny farm.
Money, 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 money.
Lunatics are milking the fatty farm.
Money, 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 money.
Lunatics are burning the funny farm.
Money, 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 money.
Lunatics are running. Lunatics are running. Lunatics are running the funny farm.
It took me ages to work it out who that was, because it's all one word, really. And basically, it's he who cannot be named, but... when you see it without the capital letters in the, on the words, it's Hugh Kerner. Can all name me Beneath? But then I'm an idiot. So, yes. And they're from America, but I don't really know. They're on Laptop Punk Records. And that was Funny Farm. And that's quite fun, isn't it? Blasted on. They all wear masks. So I like that. I like people who dress up a bit on stage. None of this, oh, I've just got off the bus and I'm playing a song. You know, it's like, yeah, wear a mask, a funny hat, put a weird coat on. Just something to make it look, yeah, you're up on stage and the people are listening to you down below a bit. So, you know, put on a show. Go, blimey. So many bands, you know, you look at them, pictures of them and stuff on stage, and it's like, just looks like the people who, you know, fixed the tiles on the roof last week. But anyway, it's the music that should do the talking, isn't it?
Sin on a ride.
Fuzz Rider from the LP called Fuzz Rider. And they're from Athens in Greece. And there's a lot of good stuff in Athens. And very diverse. Some great electronic stuff. And then, you know, a bit of rock. And then lots of other stuff. So good out, that's what we say. And I tried fiddling with the microphone a bit after last week because it just sounded, you know, I just leave it flat, you see. And there's all these effects on here, like EQ and things. So I just, yeah, moved the little wavy things up and down a bit. So hopefully it sounds a bit better. So, I don't know. It's got more warmth, I think, whatever that means. Anyway. Yeah, it's because it's dark, you see, so I tend to yawn, and it's probably time to go and have a piece of toast. Oh, God, you love this show, don't you? You never know what you're going to get, and I always talk about pieces of toast, so, God, absolutely brilliant. Anyway, here we go.
Reflect.
the other side of the rather fabulous new dragged up single on Rare Vitamin Records. It's selling like lemon curd doilies at the moment. It's flying out the window. That was Machine Person, and the other side's called Missing Person, but you've probably all bought it by now, or are going to see them next week, because they're playing all over the shop. So, yeah, do that. That would be a nice thing to do, wouldn't it? Shall we see what Hazel's got for us? That's a bit early in the show, but, yeah, she always sits there patiently waiting down in Redditch. Or up in Redditch, rather. And calling Hazel, calling Hazel.
Your go-to place for classics.
Hello, lovely listeners. Yay, it's Ranton's mum here, and this is my tune of the week. Hope you enjoyed it. Take care and see you all next week.
Blimey, a bit of a classic there, Hazel. The Dandy Warhols. They've been on the prog for a good 4 years. That was Summer of Hate. And let's play them more often. But that'll have to wait, because now we're going to play this cracker. another superbly named band, Stiff Richards, also from Melbourne. They're all from Melbourne, aren't they, really? That's what I said. All bands are from Melbourne. That was Point of View from an LP called State of Mind. Very good, actually, very good. There's some good live stuff on YouTube of them bouncing around being bonkers. And we like that. Right, can you cram them in. When I first heard it, about 3 a.m, sorting through stuff, and you just think, I've never heard anything quite like that in my life. That's a band called Liturgy from Brooklyn, from an LP called Origin of the Alumnies, and the track's called, Sihamin's Lament. And I'll just read you this bit about them, actually. Liturgy is the project of Hunter... I've got my glasses on. Liturgy is the project of Hunter Ravina Hunt Hendrix, whose yearning, energetic, transcendental transcendental black metal exists in the space between metal, experimental, classical music and sacred ritual. The band is simultaneously a platform for fine art and theology. Totally new on me and quite astonishing, sort of weird. So the rest of their other stuff's pretty peculiar as well. And you know where to find it. Cool, blimey, let's lighten the mood somewhat. Genius psyche wikey record that is. Girl, blimey. Project Blue by the Banshees. And if you go on Discogs or something, that was it. That's all they did. That one single, which is just astonishingly good. And like, for instance, the lead guitarist plays that fantastic riff, Ron Roos. That was it. He never did anything else. He's not on any other records. He's not... Yeah. So all of them, they did that fantastic single. And that was it. They all became, I don't know, bank managers or car salesmen or what, who knows what happened to them. Oh, I suppose you could, you know, get some private detective to work out what happened to them. But no, just brilliant. I used to put stuff like that on when I lived in London, just before you went out. I'd had all the pebbles and boulders and nuggets and all these things, and you just put them on before you went out, because it was the best music ever to get you in the mood. Oh, anyway, shut up, play some records.
Yeah.
What a lovely flipping racket. Poundland, again. But only because, A, they're good, and they release records every 10 minutes. That's a new LP called Mugged, which is out in April, I think, on Cruel Nature Records, of course. And they do make a fantastic noise, and I've yet to see them. But then I don't go out to gigs anymore because, you know, I just get mobbed. But no, superb stuff. The whole LP is great. You know where to find it. Go and buy it. And then I'll play some more from them at some point. But, you know, let's get some other bands in. Other bands into the show, please. Thank you. Yeah, when punk was punk. 1982, that, The Spies with My Radio, released on Giant Squid Records. But you knew that because you really smart. Yeah, girl, I think we can get one more in before heading down the disc jockey. Let's see.
Cross the fucker. in your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Window, rabbit, concrete.
It's for the better. It's for the better. It's for the better.
Yeah, well, on the jukebox to end the show was Casual Nausea, of course, with Broken. Thanks, Simon Bates, for putting that one on. It's a classic. And here we are down the Disc Jockey Arms. And you must have your own special pub full of disc jockeys and celebrities. And you mill around and you go in and they go, hi. What would you like, your usual? And you go, yeah. Because, yeah, we've all got our special places. I'm burbling, so I'll go. But thanks for listening. I'll see you next week, barring incident. Bye to Davenport.